Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, October 17th. I'm Rachel Lipman. Ahead, Missouri is among several states along the Mississippi River that are trying to reduce farm runoff that's contributed to the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Missouri's approach is to give farmers financial incentives to improve their fertilizer practices.
We do realize if we put too much on, it's going to go somewhere, and we don't want to be paying to kill the fish in the Gulf.
But as Eli Chen reports, environmentalists question if the state's approach will make a real difference. First, this news. Missouri educators were looking forward to measuring the progress of their students. Test changes had prevented that in recent years, but as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, the results weren't what they were hoping for.
More than half the students in the state scored below grade level on state reading and math exams for the second straight year. The pass rates were virtually unchanged. About 49% of students scored in the proficient or advanced range on the reading test and 42% on the math test. Missouri students have taken a lot of different tests in recent years, and Education Commissioner Margie Van Deven says she knows the changes have been frustrating for teachers and students.
We, like them, look forward to a stabilized assessment system. We do caution that one data point does not make a trend.
Scores for Missouri's new science test will be released next month. I'm Ellie Moxley.
When a city in Illinois grows larger than 25,000 residents, it gains home rule status. With that comes broad taxation and regulatory powers. Miriam Judar is the executive director of the Citizen Advocacy Center. She says home rule helps cities address local issues more quickly.
It gives municipalities a broad power to solve problems without having to seek permission from the General Assembly, which could take at least one legislative session, if not longer.
Judar says communities that drop below 25,000 residents must ask their voters if that city should retain its home rule powers. Collinsville and East St. Louis could face such referendums after the 2020 census. And Washington University is creating a research center in an effort to end cancer disparities for patients in rural and urban areas. The National Institutes of Health awarded the university more than $7 million for the effort. The Washington University Implementation Science Center for Cancer Control will develop interventions for disadvantaged patients in 82 counties in Missouri and southern Illinois. Those residents have cancer mortality rates significantly higher than urban populations. The center will be led by researchers from WashU's Brown School and the Siteman Cancer Center. For decades, sewage, stormwater, and fertilizer runoff have flowed down the Mississippi River. The excessive nutrients create a massive dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico every summer where no marine life can live. Missouri is one of a dozen states along the Mississippi that's trying to reduce runoff. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, regulators, environmentalists, and farmers disagree on whether the state's approach is strong enough to address the problem.
It's a humid morning in Chariton County in northern Missouri. Farmer Mitchell Rice drives up to a 60-acre farm with rows of corn and soybean. The farm doesn't just grow crops. Farmers and agriculture scientists are using the land to experiment with methods that help reduce fertilizer runoff.
We do realize if we put too much on, it's going to go somewhere, and we don't want to be paying to kill the fish in the Gulf.
Research from the U.S. Geological Survey shows that Missouri contributes hundreds of tons of runoff to the Mississippi River. Fertilizer use is largely responsible for the nitrogen and phosphorus pollution that causes fish kills and dead zones. Mitchell Rice grows 1,700 acres of corn and soybean at his family's farm in Clifton Hill. He also plants cover crops that prevent soil erosion and uses precision technology to conserve fertilizer. Rice says it's hard for a lot of farmers to let go of traditional methods, but seed and fertilizer costs are rising.
We have to look at the bottom line on everything. Cover crops, where we're having to use less chemical, eventually less fertilizers, it makes sense to be good stewards and do those things.
Missouri is one of 12 states that the Environmental Protection Agency has tasked with reducing runoff to the Gulf of Mexico. Some states are trying to clean up the Mississippi River Basin by setting limits on runoff. Missouri isn't working towards any targets. The state uses sales taxes to provide landowners financial incentives to use practices that reduce runoff. The Park Soils and Water Tax Program can fund up to 75% of the costs of using those practices. Chris Weberg directs the Water Protection Program at the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. He says the tax program receives more funding requests from farmers than it can provide.
We could double the amount of conservation if we just doubled the money.
But some environmentalists say Missouri needs to do more than provide farmers financial incentives. Misa Khan is the Water Policy Director at the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. Khan says the state needs to measure and set limits on nitrogen and phosphorus pollution.
You can just check the box and say that, you know, we have accomplished X, Y, and Z, but there's not a lot of data or metrics behind it.
Environmentalists also want the state to monitor nitrogen and phosphorus pollution throughout its entire watershed. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources does not continuously track runoff entering waterways. Despite all the efforts to keep excessive nutrients out of the Mississippi River, research suggests it could be many years before that makes any difference in the Gulf. Stephen Harrington is a scientist with the Missouri chapter of the Nature Conservancy.
Let's say we reduced all of our nitrogen into our soils to zero. We still have a legacy of nitrogen in our soils from decades and decades of agriculture that would still be moving down through these systems.
So while farmers have become more willing to improve fertilizer practices, states like Missouri have yet to measure how much of an impact that's really making. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can learn more about Missouri's efforts to reduce runoff at our website, stlpublicradio.org, and that's where you'll also find a piece from New Orleans about the impact of that runoff. David Cazares edited Eli's piece. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. The music you hear on The Gateway is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Rachel Lippman, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.